My dad had a big influence on how I felt about school as well, because he always told us that he grew up in a wheat farming family, Ukrainian community, and one of 13 kids. And when he was in grade six, his dad pulled him out of school and hired him out, rented him out as a laborer to pick stones from neighbors' farmlands and whatnot, and to build retain like stone walls and whatnot.
And that means that his dad got paid, not your dad himself. His dad got paid.
So he rented my dad out, and dad did that as well as working on their own land. I mean, that's what families did. You had big families. They were Catholic. Dad was a altar boy, and that was your community. That's what you did. You went to school until you were needed, and even during regular, before grade six, if he was needed on the farm, he didn't go to school. He would have to, if it was harvest time, they stayed and they did the work. So dad just always wanted to go to school. And he always talked about how wonderful his teacher was. He was in a one-room schoolhouse. The kids, the boys in the school were all assigned a tree that they had to look after and water and maintain so that they could build a windbreak around the school. They had the pot-bellied stove in the middle, but he just was so sad to not be able to go to school, and he always was wondering what my sister and I were doing. So he spent time with us, and particularly after he was sick, had his heart attack, and he was at home, recuperating. He sat at the kitchen, that little kitchen table with us, in our little tiny kitchen, and would say, "Well, pull out your books, and how did you do that? And, show me what you did." I didn't know, it didn't dawn on me that he didn't know how to do some of that math and geometry and calculations or whatnot. But he learned, oh, it's going to make me cry. He learned while my sister and I were doing our homework, because he sat with us. And I mean, the best way to learn anything is to teach it yourself. So he would always be saying, "Show me how you did that. How did you get that answer? Show me that again." And I just think that really influenced who I became.
And he presumably wanted you to carry on with your schooling and
And
do
my
well.
dad thought the sun rose and set on teachers. He just thought there was no, oh, I am going to cry. He just thought there was no more noble a profession than being a teacher, and that what you could do and how you could contribute to the world, and that you didn't know who you were teaching and what their potential was and what they could become. They could become something magnificent if they only had the chance to have a good teacher and to go to school.
And you became a
And
teacher
I
after
became
all
a
that.
teacher. I
How
did.
could
And
you
he
not?
Yeah, and of course, my mom had a bit of a better life, not to start with, but when she came to Nelson, and my grandmother remarried, then their life was easier, and she actually did like grade 13 in Nelson, worked in the bank, did accounting and whatnot, and it just never occurred to her, and to both our parents, it was always, "When you girls go to university." And I heard that like right from day one. So neither of my parents got to do that, but it was something that was important to them. So they just lived their lives so that we could go to university. And my sister and I worked really hard in school. We got scholarships and we knew it was valued. So between studying and we did have piano lessons. That came from mom, Mom always wanted to have music lessons and was very, very poor for those first 12 years. And it just never happened for us. So Mom and Dad, one of the first things that they did, one of their first extravagances, was to buy a little piano, a little upright piano for us. And
you took your lessons outside of school.
Those were outside of school, yeah. And Mom used to drive us. Broadway was still a dirt road. Used to drive us down. Actually, it was just off of Government Road and Duthie Avenue. Government Road and Phillips. And it was Mrs. Hall. And we used to go there for piano lessons, and the lessons were 75 cents each. So it was $1.50 a week, and then when Dad had his heart attack, we had to stop for a while because there was no income and no money.
And so you're about 7 or 8 when you started?
Yeah.
So early, mm-hmm. early 60s. Mm-hmm. Was that abnormal? Did you know other people taking piano lessons?
No. Not many, you know, at that time. But that was something that, you know, it was really important to my mom. Mm-hmm. My dad, we had music in the family. Mm-hmm. My dad had a violin fiddle mm-hmm. that he could pull out and play. He had a guitar. He could play a little bit, but his pride and joy was a set of drums.
Oh.
And he used to play drums in a band.
Really?
Yeah. So he was playing New Year's Eve, 1952, and my sister was born January 1st, 1953, and Mom had a polka and wonder, ended up having a baby.
I wonder if there was a connection between the
two. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where did he play in his band?
Oh, there were local halls around, and they used to... But it was a Ukrainian community, so they used to... It was polkas and waltzes and whatnot. And there was a little record that was cut. I have heard it. My sister and I don't know where it is right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were sad that we lost that. But, mm-hmm. you know, and again, that was all kind of my dad's relatives. There were cousins in the band and friends and... I mean, there were always dances.
Wow.
You know, and Uncle Pete, two doors down, my mom used to say, like, there was a party at a drop of a hat. All you needed was a kubasa, so the Ukrainian sausage, a box of crackers, and a violin, and the dancing would break out. So, yeah.
And then was your Ukrainian heritage a big part of growing up?
It was, you know, not so much, not formally, but it didn't occur to me that everybody didn't eat the way that we did, you know? So we had fantastic food. People call them pierogies. We call it petahe.
Mm.
So, but made from scratch, you know? And again, that would be a whole day making the pastry, making the fillings, sitting down, everybody doing it as a family, you know, making those and then, you know, having a big feast and the cabbage rolls, which you call holchi, used to make those.
Borscht, is that
absolutely, out of the garden, you know, the beets. And interesting, like, I've continued to have a garden in our house. My kids both have gardens. Now, my daughter lives in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But she has pots, and she's got squash growing. This is October. She's got squash growing, beets growing, because she's in a sunny apartment, cement floor, like a loft. And like that has continued on.
Mm.
So those are the things that make me feel really good about family heritage.
Mm.